Welcome to the world's loudest podcast, brought to you by Dead Sled Coffee. I am one of your hosts, Mike W.
And I am the other one, Mike T.
Not to be confused with the W or a T.
Correct.
It's been a long time. Happy New Year, Mike.
Yeah, it's happy 2020 now, right? It's depending on what calendar you follow or what you're looking at, it's either a new decade or it's a new decade next year.
I had this argument with a bunch of people, and there's a bunch of folks that get very upset if you say it's a new decade because they claim the new decade does not start until 2021.
Right.
I don't get it.
I accept both thought processes, because if you actually, there was this huge article, I think it was like New York Times or something that I read about it, because I was like, okay, I need to know, because one of our mutual Facebook friends put a big long post up about it, and she was like, you guys are celebrating a new decade. LOL, it doesn't start till next year. She tried to be real smart about it. You know, like, I know this and you don't. Secondly,
yeah, I hate that.
Like you're not smarter than me. It's like you're using the Gregorian calendar, which ended years ago. And how it is according to that calendar, they never counted year zero. So that's how people view it. In my eyes, 2020, it's a new decade. Like, it ended with 2019.
I'm bringing back the Charleston. I love the 20s. The roaring 20s all day.
Yeah, I mean, part of it. Some of it wasn't great.
No, like depression and war, probably bad.
Yeah, I mean, people were still burning crosses in their front yards.
Probably still doing that down there.
Yeah, back in the 20s, you know. Jeez.
No difference between the 1920s and the 2020.
Well, I mean, it just depends where, you know, where you live. You get down that Bible Belt, you see some charred crosses.
Holy Christ. Anyway, Happy New Year. This is the first show we've done, obviously, in 2020. I hate people that tell me, oh, I'm still writing 2019 on my checks. I'm like, first of all, why are you writing checks? Second of all, why are you retarded?
Like, I don't get it. Like, I've written the date 100 times since 2020 started, and not once have I written 2019.
Me neither.
Not once. It's like 2020. It just is what it is. It's a new year.
I don't get it. I was
first
signing
off.
How
are you still writing checks in 2020?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, who's writing a check? Yeah,
who is writing a check in 2020? Unless you're above the age of 60. Even then.
Well, then, if you have an AOL email account, you're probably writing checks.
All right. Like, that's my first question to you, is who is still writing checks in 2020? Like, who mails in their electric bill?
Like, my dad.
Right. Like, 100%. Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, I, like, don't even know when my bills are due anymore, because they're all just
auto-pay.
They're all just auto-pay, and then I get an email or text message saying you paid your bills. Like, oh, okay, cool. You know? Like, I forget when things are due.
You get that auto pay that they took it out like 7 times by mistake. That's a fail.
Well, that happened. I told you with my for all the other websites that we do or that I own, I have a hosting account with HostGator, and it's due every December. You know, like the fee for the servers. It took it out 4 times within like a 6 Brutal. Hour period. I'm just like, dude, you just took almost $800 from my account.
Brutal.
In seconds. Yeah. I'm like, give it back.
Yeah, give my money back. That's thievery.
Give me my money now. Like, I will say that's never happened, but it shouldn't happen at all.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It's absolute insanity. Anyway, so new year, Dead Sled Coffee going strong. Had a great fourth quarter.
Yeah. Fourth quarter. It was awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We just launched the Wisdom and Chains coffee. That was Mike's baby.
Yeah, it was. It was. I freaking stroked that thing and cradled that thing for a long since April of last year. It started in April of 2019 is when the whole process started.
I'll tell you, I love the taste of that coffee too.
Me too, and so does everybody else that I've talked to so far, or they'll comment. And then when Wisdom and Chains shares it, like, out on their Instagram or Facebook, people are always commenting, like, dude, like, it's delicious. It really is good. And shout out to Luke Rota, who is the drummer of Wisdom. He's the one that did the taste testing for it. You know, he's the one that said, you know, this is the one that we want. This is the one that I enjoy the most. Let's do it. And we did it. So,
you know. We should get Luke on here. We should get Luke talking about coffee one of these shows.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, anytime. He actually lives down there. He lives in, I think, Brooklyn.
Yeah, you said he's in Brooklyn or the Bronx or one of the boroughs there, but
yeah, one of the two.
I would totally do that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, I feel like he would totally do it. You know, we'll also get Richie, you know, on it. Yeah, he's the guitarist. You know, one of the founders. Jotham, who is the singer. You know, I would love to, you know, get them all on here.
Yes, Wisdom and Chains all day. So yeah. If you don't know them, check them out. Go wherever you go. Go to Spotify or just Google Wisdom and Chains if you're unfamiliar. These guys, they rip. Mike's loved them for the longest time. They're from Mike's area. And the coffee smokes, man. You need to describe it because I'm terrible at that. But I tried that. I'm just like, dude.
Well, and there's multiple. Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's multiple descriptions of it. I mean, when you take the first sip, the amaretto is pretty clear, like right off the bat. But it doesn't linger. And the rest of the taste, like it's been described to me as an Italian cookie. And if you don't know what an Italian cookie is, it's like one of those cookies that have like the rainbow colors in it. That it's been described to me as that. And it's also been described to me as like chocolate-covered cherries.
Oh, really? I never even thought of that. More of like the Italian cookie to me.
Right. But it is, I mean, it's smooth. It's one of those flavored coffees. I'm not a big flavor guy. Except our black walnut's pretty good, too. But
it took you a while for the, you know, everybody loves the Draven. And Mike gave me the, and then all of a sudden Mike's like, dude, I love Draven. I'm like, what'd that happen?
Yeah, it took me a long time to like it, to be honest with you. It's not that I didn't, I mean, people love it. I mean, it's our best seller now. It's actually topped Morning Blend. But I'm just not a big flavor coffee guy, but I fell in love with it over time. And the Wisdom, the first sip, I was like, this smokes. It's smooth. There's no sugar, no cream needed. It's just very, 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 very good coffee. And people love it.
Yeah. So big shout out to those guys. So thank you for doing that with us. And, you know, support them, support us, go buy some coffee. And, yeah. And it's fantastic coffee. Like, not yeah. to beat the drum, but it's fucking great. I remember when I sent you the text because you didn't get it yet when it came in. I was like, let me try this, and I fired it up. And I'm like, dude, this is fantastic. Let me text Mike T. And you like giving me like the gift, like the sad guy sitting by himself because you didn't have any.
I know.
What was that? The Pablo Escobar gift when he's on the swing.
When he's on the swing by himself and in the cafe drinking a cup of coffee by himself.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's just. I was sad, and the thing is, like, we had it in our, you know, we, like, had it in our possession for, like, 3 weeks before it even went up, and just, like, every day, I'm feeling like that Judge Judy gif, like, slapping the wrist, like, the watch, like, hurry up, you know, like, I was very excited for that.
That's good. Good job.
Yeah, it was good, and, you know, and also thanks to those guys for letting me sell the coffee at their merch booth. We were selling bags of coffee at Keystone Jam in Reading back on.
Yeah, how was that?
I loved it. It was a long day. I didn't realize that the concert was going to be 12 hours. I mean, there were 18 bands there.
Oh, my God.
18 bands. And every band ripped. Like, I found some bands that I liked, you know, some I knew. Some I did not know, but now I do know. And it was your typical, you know, PA hardcore show, you know, from beginning to end. The headliners were the Gorilla Biscuits. But for those who don't know, the singer of the Biscuits started the band Civ. So if you know who Civ is, that's, you know, that's them. I actually left in the middle of their act. They were the final act. I was tired. It was like 11:45. I had to drive home from Reading. And I was just like, yeah. It was a great show. It really was. It was a packed house. Sold the hell out of the coffee. So thank you to everyone that, you know, like one guy came up and bought 5 bags. He's like, give me 5 bags. And, you know, the band was there like signing the bags for people. It was awesome. It was a really cool experience.
Very cool. Yeah, I haven't been to a festival, man. God, I can't remember. I can't remember the last time I was at a festival. I went to the Smoking Grooves tour, like in the mid-90s. I'm old.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even really like a festival. It was just, it was a concert venue slash bar. And just one band after another. Like, there was only like a 5-10 minute break in between bands. Like, one band would come up, play, 5 minutes later, another band, 5 minutes later, another band. It was crazy.
Yeah, but that's, you know, and this is not a disrespect. There's no disrespect here. So, but that's the one thing about bands like that where, you know what? We don't have all these other accoutrements to work on, like these, a bassoon, or it's like those guys come in, plug in, and just go.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, it's just rip. Just let's go, plug in, and go. Where a lot of times if you're with like a jazz band or a band with horn section, you know, there's a lot of just, this isn't working, or this has to be in tune. It's just a lot of prep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the thing with the hardcore show. And I know the hardcore music isn't for everybody. I've always enjoyed it, but like I really fell in love with it over the last 2 years. And I have a way newfound respect for it. But, you know, it's speed, man. They're quick. They're hard. You know, songs average like 2 minutes. Know what I mean? Like the average song length is 2 to 3 minutes.
It's like non-melodic punk.
Correct. You know, some of them have really, you know, they, you know, some of them have that death metal voice. Some of them do not. Wisdom of Chains, does not. They're actually a great band. They're actually PA hardcore legends, but they like cross a few different spectrums. You know, if you actually listen to them, you know, some of it's hard, some of it's fast, some of it's, you know, punk. It's good.
Cool. Yeah, sounds like you had a great day.
Yeah, it was a long day, but it was a great day.
Was that the week after I saw you?
Yes, because I actually took the coffee home with me the week prior to sell.
And I don't even think we did a show since I saw you.
No.
Wow.
This is the first show, so it's the first show in, I don't know, a month probably.
Yeah, because I took Mike to this speakeasy in Manhattan, and it was just a day of just hammer time. I thought for sure we talked about that before, but I'm losing it, man.
No. We have not done a podcast since my birthday.
Wow. How cool was that speakeasy?
It was one of the coolest bars I've ever been to be honest with you. And there's just something special about having to walk through a Five Guys to get upstairs to a bar.
And like you're going through it's not just like any Five Guys. It's just like in the West Village. It's right up at Bleecker and Westport. And Mike's looking at me. He's like, dude, this is like a special birthday. You're bringing me to a fucking Five Guys? I'm like, relax. We go in there. We pass all the derelicts. Because there were some homeless dudes just like laying in there. And we go past the cashier to the restrooms. There's another stairwell. We go up the flight of stairs and like Tribe Called Quest is playing. The dude, and the decor up there was beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's an amazing location. And that playlist they were playing ripped. It was great.
Oh, so good.
It was so good.
The whole place was good.
And I finally had my first Old Fashioned. I've been alive for 40 years. I've never drank an Old Fashioned. And like, and for those of you who don't know me or, you know, or Mike even for that matter, we love our bourbon. We love our whiskey. I'm a very proud snob when it comes to bourbon, you know. But I've never had an Old Fashioned a day in my life. And Mike was drinking them. So like, you want to know what?
Line it up.
Give me one of those. Because I was drinking, what the hell was I drinking? Modelo's out of a can.
Yeah.
So I was just like, give me an Old Fashioned and a Modelo's. Let me double fist. And the next thing you know, I mean, delicious. Then the next thing you know, it's hammer time.
Oh, they were smoked.
Smoked, yeah.
We're at the speakeasy. We're just absolutely smoked. And we were day drinking because I took a half day.
Yeah. Like, I, like, started because I was waiting for you to get out of work. So I was in that little Irish pub.
Oh, you were at the Wheel Tapper.
Yeah, waiting for you. And I put down, like, three there.
Dude, I went to the Wheel Tapper, not to get off topic, I'll come back. I went to the Wheel Tapper on New Year's Eve. And I took some of the guys from the office there. And feeling a little generous. And I'm like, we had a great year. Whoever wanted to go, it was on me. And we get to the bar. And the guy was like, I'm like, listen, first of all, they can drink whatever they want, but we're all having a whiskey. And I said, you see the bottle of Redbreast? Bring it. He goes, I said, open it and bring it down. Dude, he opened the bottle, lined the glasses up. It was a shit show at that point. I was fucking smoked.
Yeah.
And then I was just, you know, we just had a couple Guinness or whatever those guys were drinking, wine or whatever the fuck it was. They're like mixing things, and somebody had to go back. Dude, it was a disaster. But I think I came home, fell asleep, and like one of the kids was like, dude, are you going to make any food? It's like 10 o'clock at night. Ball's going to drop. I was like, fuck, man. I'm hammered. I don't eat anymore.
Right. So like you don't think about it, you know. If you're not hungry, you don't think about food. You don't think about cooking. You know.
I drink the calories. No, it's. I'll get back to that. So going back to the birthday story. So we went from this place called the Garrett. It's the Garrett West. If anybody wants to know where the speakeasy is. And I said to Mike, I said, listen, this is like where my mother-in-law lives, right there. This is where Dee grew up. I know all these bars. I used to work here. I said I got this great bar that you'll probably dig. And it goes down. It's called Down the Hatch. A lot of people that listen to this might know it. So it's like this dive bar on Bleecker Street. And we go down, and it was over at that point because my pal Vic showed up. We're doing shots. Dude, it was a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, it turned into a shit show. I mean, not a violent, falling down shit show. But, it was smoke-filled.
Oh, it was bad. It was just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah,
Whatever we want to drink, let's go. Just line them up. And then the shots came out. It was just like, dude, death. We're just dead.
Yeah, it turned into one of those nights.
And then we went to Ed's Lobster Bar, where you can now find Dead Sled Coffee in both Ed Lobster Bar locations. So big shout out to Ed.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. The one in Manhattan, which is in Soho, right?
It is, it's on 222 Lafayette.
Yes.
And it's such a good place, man.
It's the best seafood I've ever had in my life.
It's so good. And Ed's great, dude.
It's incredible.
Good dude.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy, great chef, great food. I mean, the lobster grilled cheese, folks. I mean, they don't do it for dinner, so you have to go there for lunch to get it. But the lobster grilled cheese...
Everything there is fantastic. Yeah, you're right. It's just butter. It's just butter.
It's so good. They have the best lobster rolls you're ever going to have.
That's what Dee gets every time we go.
Well, it's delicious. I mean, it's, remember when we went to the Giants game and we went to their tailgate? He made them at the tailgate. He was making his lobster rolls at the tailgate.
We got to do that again this year. We got tailgate.
Well, hopefully I'm living down there.
Yeah, when you're living down here, we'll give you the hookup.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I would just, let's just go. I'd be like, dude, we're going.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it would be so close at that point. It's right there. Be like, hey, man, you want to go to a game? Okay, yeah.
So the one thing about Mike, though, is every time we're in Ed's Lobster Bar, Mike falls off his chair.
I'm telling you, man, it's not the booze.
Dude, you're flying off your chair.
Those wood chairs on the wood floor, it's slippery to me, man, and I'm a bigger guy. So like
you went down. It was like, down goes Frazier.
So like I grabbed the size of the chair to kind of tuck it in, but like I don't know if I don't know my own strength, and I just like pull the chair out from underneath myself and I go flying. That's twice in a row now.
Amazing.
It's twice in a row. People just looked at like, what the hell is this guy doing?
What are you fucking doing?
It's like, well, I've had 108 drinks and the floor's slippery.
I don't know what to tell you.
But
and like I just like, Mike, you all right? As I slurp another oyster down.
And that's it. I was like, beer, please.
Delish. Yeah, that was a rough night, man. I had to pay some dude cash to get home. That was a disaster.
Excuse me. Yeah.
It was just a mess.
Well, yeah, because I ordered the Lyft. I was like, yeah, man, it's like it's freaking my turn to at least pay for something. I ordered the Lyft to go back to Hoboken. First off, the Lyft was like $78, which is crazy. Like a yellow cab is probably cheaper. Secondly, he never showed up. Remember?
Yeah. I remember. Somewhat.
He freaking never showed up, and they charged me for the ride. And the next day, I was like, what?
Somewhat remember.
Yeah. It was a brutal night.
It was a great night.
I had an amazing time. But the next day, it was a little brutal.
Oh, I don't know how you did. You go home. You went home the next day.
No, we partied the next day and watched the fights.
Oh, my God. That's right.
That was a Friday. The birthday celebration was on Friday. We woke up.
Oh, my goodness.
And we did it again. And watched the fights.
Yeah, Hammer Time. We watched the whole... And the fights, they had it was like three title fights. So the fight didn't get over to like 2:30, 2:20 in the morning.
Yeah, it was late. And like I was...
You were just smoked.
I got drunk again. And then the next day I drove home, and that was a brutal drive home. That was probably one of the worst, if not the worst.
I don't know how you do it.
I was sick all week.
That was because you got it in. We both did.
Yeah. I mean, my liver was probably shutting down.
Made the dips.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'm not sure how I do it either. I try to take it a little easy on Saturdays when I'm like down there visiting. Like Friday is the day that I like to really go if I'm going to go when I'm down there. And then Saturdays I try to dial it back a little bit because that drive home. I mean, it's not that far, but it's long when you're
brutal.
It's long when you put a couple sessions in.
Dude, it's long when you don't.
I mean, I just go in that right lane like a 70-year-old lady. I hit the cruise control, and I'm just like, ugh. I'm like sucking down Gatorades and drinking 5-hour energies.
Rough. Having panic attacks?
Always. Every time I leave Jersey, I have like 6 panic attacks.
It's because you don't want to leave.
Yeah, probably.
Like, why am I going back to the hills have eyes?
I know.
There's nothing here but ugly women and fat guys and... Hunters. No, I kid. I kid for my Pennsylvania friend.
Yeah. No, I love freaking PA, man. I love my house. I love where I live, but I love it down there more.
I do not like PA.
Yeah.
If Mike T didn't live there, I'm never visiting again.
Right.
So stupid. You took me to that Wyoming mall, whatever it was. I'm like, what is happening
here?
This is totally Hills Have Eyes.
It sucks. There are like six people there. Like a JCPenney and a Sears.
Right. That girl, Megan, who lives there, she was just like, well, Penn State's playing today. And then next thing you know, you just get the pedophile memes. You get the Joe Paterno and the he's like sandwiching with Sandusky and like Jeffrey Epstein. Get out of here. You and your Penn State nonsense. Anyway, so back to Ed's Lobster Bar. So after we did that, I think I sent to Mike on Christmas Eve, we went to see our pal Noah. If you guys don't know Noah, Shadow Windhawk, you can look him up, and the Morticians. Noah all day. Noah does a lot of barista. He's like the Dead Sled barista. He's our grim barista.
Yeah.
You'll see him in a lot of shows, but he also is down at Think Coffee. So I went down there, and, you know, we brought him cupcakes and wanted to say happy holidays, whatnot. And I'm just like, you know what? Our tradition has always been, let's see a movie on Christmas Eve. And I'm like, you know, Jumanji could fuck right off today. I'm like, I'm not feeling that. And the kids didn't want to do Dick. So it was just me and D. So I said, you want to just walk from here to maybe Ed's? So we did a little shopping, went to Ed's, smashed more seafood. And it was one of those great days, man. Same thing. But the problem with if there's any problem with Ed, is that when you start the day off there, Mike, you know how it goes. I had like a gin gimlet. I had like two of those. Fuck, it's just start the day off at Smokeville.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I remember the first time we went there, it was kind of earlier in the afternoon. It was like 3 o'clock or something like that. We sat at the bar. Remember? That's when he was just launching the lobster grilled cheese, and he let us sample it.
That was believe it or not to take us down, way down, terrible. That was the night we stepped out of there, and then we went to the Spring Street Bar. We met our pal Becca.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't we meet Beck over there?
I have no idea. No, that's the night that we met Abby.
We met her at the Fat Black Pussycat.
Right.
I'm thinking of a different night. Yeah. I came out of that bar with you. That's where we went.
Is that the night that we met up with Larry Posha?
No, that's a different night.
Okay.
We've had a lot of getting it in nights. No, that was the night I took you to the Spring Street Bar. The first time I went there was with Becca. She didn't meet us that night. But that was that old school bar that had like the one dude in and out, and people were being dicks trying to get in the bathroom.
Right.
But you were like, all right, this is okay, I guess. What's next? And then we wound up meeting Abby.
Okay, yeah.
At the Fat Black Pussycat. That was a rough night.
Yeah. I mean, like, we started, you know, in the day, because day drinking is my favorite. But yeah, I mean, like the whole point of it was the fact that when you started Ed's.
We didn't. We started at Molly's.
And then we went to Ed's.
Yeah. And then it was over. And it wasn't, and the sun was still out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Molly's. My favorite place. My favorite bar.
Oof.
I love that place.
Then on Christmas Eve, I don't know if I told you, but I wound up going there. I went to Macy's to look at all the stuff. You know, I yelled at a few people at Macy's because that's what I do when I had a few drinks.
Right.
And it's just fuckery. And then from there, I saw the tree at Bryant Park. I went to Rockefeller Center, saw the tree there. Went and lit, believe it or not, I'm not a religious cat, but I have a thing where I light a candle at St. Patrick's Cathedral for my mother. Said a little prayer. And then we're just like, all right, listen, this is a lot of fucking walking today. I'm exhausted. There's a million people out here. We've been out here for like 6-7 hours. Let's go. And I'm like, you know what? There's a bar I know. Do you mind grabbing a drink before we go home? And Dee was like, ah, yeah, why not? We can grab one. That'd be nice. So I went over to this bar and I sit down. Dude, I had like 4 martinis. I was fucking hammered. Like belligerent hammered. I lost my prescription sunglasses there again.
Yeah, you're terrible with sunglasses.
Oh, man. I left the Ray-Bans there.
You're terrible. I mean, like, I think as long as I've known you for a lot of years, but like hanging out wise, I want to say 3 pairs since we've been hanging out.
100%. I lost like $700 worth of sunglasses since I've known you. Terrible.
Yeah.
So instead of buying a new one, I had a pair that I've been wearing from like 2007. So I put them on. It's like Mr. Magoo. But I went to the eye doctor and just got a new prescription and just ordered new Ray-Bans. I'm waiting for them to come in. Fuck. Yeah. And then I sent you the Pitbull ones.
Yeah.
I got the Pitbull glasses with the mirrors. I'm a disaster. I'm an absolute fucking disaster. But anyway, so I lost my sunglasses and they were no help. Like I called there. Like as soon as I got into the cab, like, fuck. And when I called, they're just like, we don't see any sunglasses. But dickhead, I left them on the table. Oh, man, I was fuming. And then, like, the Uber driver was like, you want to turn back? And me and Dee were arguing. So I'm like, yeah, turn back. Fuck. Put my shades. But didn't get them. And then I went back to Ed's like a week ago because he called and we went. Because the coffee is now at Ed's Lobster Bar. And it's about time you got good coffee there.
Yeah.
But I got it in, man. I got like 3 Eds in like 4 weeks. That's a win.
Yeah, that's a win. I wish it wasn't Ed's here.
Me too. I wish it was an Ed's like on everywhere. My block.
Everywhere.
Speaking of Ed, one more thing for the commercial for Ed McFarlane. He was on Beat Bobby Flay again last night.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was the judge. And I actually had one of our pals hit me up. He's like, dude, the way you have your coffee. That guy is on Beat Bobby Flay. I'm like, listen, first of all, he's a great dude. Second of all, our coffee is just as good as his lobster roll. Don't let it kid you. And I said, I think him and Bobby Flay are boys. It's all good. Yeah, that's wild seeing him on shows like that, too. I'm just like, dude, I know that knucklehead.
Yeah.
He yelled at me. I was telling him about my air fryer, and he put his hand up, and he was like, you can only fry with oil. Forget your fucking air. Stop it. It's not fried unless you use oil.
That's funny.
I was like, all right, listen, you're the chef.
Yeah.
I make my chicken parm with chicken nuggets, for fuck's sake.
Great chef, though.
He is. He's a great chef. Oh, I am. Thank you. Thank you.
You are, too.
No, I'm just being a dick. Dude, I'm a ghetto chef.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh. I'm like, I freaking like cook by myself, and I like do like presentations.
No, you do real chef work. I am the white trash chef. But it's still tasty as fuck, especially when you're hammered.
Delicious.
I mean, Mike makes stuff where I don't want to be hammered because it's like I want to savor it. Like he does this this ahi tuna steak that it's just like to die for. And then you made that thing that time with the when you had the pancetta.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? I said, I'm not drinking yet. And you're trying to feed me like 128 proof whiskey. I'm like, let's hold off on that. Let me enjoy this. Then you give me that. And then I'll eat whatever in a bag in the cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah. I love freaking cooking, man. I always wanted to be a chef. It did, you know, life just didn't work out that way. So
it's not, it's young. Wait till you move here and we open up the cafe. Someone got to cook.
Yeah, it's true. So I just kind of like taught myself how to do things and I've been cooking my whole life. You know, I love it. You know, like most weeks I'll like meal prep on like a Sunday night for the week and just, you know, cook up a giant pack of chicken just, you know, but like there's some nights where I'm like, you know what? I want to cook. So I'll go to the store and I'll buy what I buy. You know, and I cook for 40, you know. It is what it is. I love it. I enjoy it.
All right. So a couple more things I want to talk about. Got all the holidays out of the way. And the holidays were good. You know, all those parties, you know you need rehab after all those holiday parties you have to go to. It seemed like you were way, way better this year at your holiday party. Like you weren't sitting on fish, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was way better than last year's. We got a DJ this time. You know, we went to like a proper ballroom in a hotel. We had an open bar this year, and it was a really great time. And you know, we did the Deslet gift bags like we do every year, and people want them. And
when?
Yeah, it was good, and I didn't sit and fish and fall into a Christmas tree this year.
Total win. I had probably a more rougher go at my holiday party. Like I went to mine. I was very well behaved. And it's always the after party.
Right, always.
Like, and I didn't tell Mike this because I didn't want to give Michael give you that sideways look like, you motherfucker. So it's a lot of the general staff, you know, they all hang out. There was a couple, like my boss's boss was there and he was shooting to breeze me for a while. And he's like, hey, man. Like, you lost a man. Like, how much weight you losing? I was just like, well, you see what I'm drinking? This is dinner. I mean, it's going to be up to you to put me through rehab. Just letting you know that. I'm just foreshadowing the next couple months. So we're cracking up. We're talking about the holidays, talking about health. And then you always hear that loud from downstairs because you know that's where all the derelicts go.
Right.
And they're yelling. It's like, dude, is that Yak? I'm just like, oh, fuck. And they're playing beer pong on two different beer pong tables. And I'm not drinking beer. So I said, you know what? Just get them a pitcher of beer, whatever beer they want, and put it on my tab. And they're like, no, 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 we want you to play. And I'm like, no, I'm not playing. No, we want you to play over here. I'm like, well, what's the difference? He's like, here, we're not playing with beer. We're playing with whiskey. And they had the cups in the beer pong cups with fucking whiskey. Dude, I walked out of there. It was a disaster. On a Wednesday night, I'm like, how am I going to work tomorrow? It's like, it's late. I'm blowing a 19. And every time they got one of those balls in, I'm like, I hate these young guys, man. These guys in their 20s just ringing me up. But that's something I thought, that might be fun, me and you play a little beer pong with whiskey cups.
That might be dangerous.
Yeah, we got to think like the Bat Squad doing that.
Right. But that's like shit show. That was
a good time.
That's dangerous. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, so that was the holiday party was just like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
It's just one of those things where it's like... So you have to go, and then once you're there, it's like, once you have a few drinks, you start loosening up, and then when you're at the after party, it's like, fuck, just not get fired. Just don't get fired. Just don't get fired. Just don't get fired. Don't say something stupid. But it's tough, man. You're blowing a 17.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It can be tough. See, now, luckily where I work, people can get away with murder. It's just a different mentality. You know, I don't work in the freaking real world. You know what I mean? It's a completely different ball of wax where I work.
Yeah, night and day.
Yeah, 100%.
So holidays are over. We got a couple cool things going on. The Wisdom and Chain Coffee is obviously one. All the horror blends doing really well. So it's a cool time at Deadside. I'm actually I just made a pot before I came on the air of Draven. So I'm gonna go have me a little cup, maybe put a little bit of the Mozart chocolate in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah, I love it. I wish it was available here.
Yeah, it might be. You gotta look it up because I found one in Bumble F, Connecticut.
Right.
So it's just like I had to Google it just to see where they had it, and the stores come up because I was looking for a rum. I'm not a big rum drinker, but I had a rum at this banquet the other night that was so good, and I was just like, where do I find this? And I found the bottle like a few towns away. So You know, it's bad when you're looking up, where can I go get this bottle? And just like, yeah, I got to go run some errands. What's the errand? I got to go 40 miles for a bottle of booze. It's not a fucking disaster.
Yeah, it's like Blanton's here. I can't get it here. And the one liquor store in the town that I actually work in gets it every now and then, but the wait list is so long that the second that they get a couple cases in, they don't even get to put it on the shelves because it's just gone.
Right. That's so crazy.
It's just, it's delicious. It's my favorite bourbon, but you can't find it. It sells out in seconds.
All right, let's wrap it up. This is the first show of the new year. Hopefully this year we will get some guests on, talk more about coffee. We've got a lot of things going on in the pipeline, a lot of cool moving parts over at Dead Slide Coffee.
Yeah, and just like one last thing, because we were talking about hardcore. If you're into the New York hardcore thing, check out our pals Enziguri. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm sorry if I'm not. And Davey Hooligan. They just dropped a new EP yesterday. They are fellow Dead Sled customers, and they were also produced by our pal, the Jerry Farley.
The Jerry Farley.
So if you're into that type of music, check out Enziguri.
How do you spell it, Mike?
Hold on.
I put you on the spot because I want to put it. I'm going to put it right in my Spotify.
E N Z I G U R I, Enziguri.
There it is. All right, cool.
So, but you have to listen to it on their Bandcamp. Their new album is not on Spotify. So, if you just Google the band plus Bandcamp, it'll pop right up. That's the only place that I know of that you can listen to it. You know, for the time being, but I'm sure it will be everywhere because they do have a Spotify page.
Cool.
So I will check. You know, check them out. Great guys. And they drink Dead Sled. So that's it.
That's all we care about. Dude, Dead Sled all day. Two things I'll leave you with. One, don't take airplane flights out of Tehran. That's a fucking disaster.
Oh, my.
Another thing I learned, too, is that there's a lot of people that play the new Call of Duty Mobile, where it's a video game and they have it on like your iPad and phone. And I was talking about it with a guy at work, and there was a messenger that came in. He was carrying around a controller that he Bluetooth to this little screen that he projects the game onto. That's how into the game is. And I said to him, I said, you know what? If you're laying in bed with your lady and you become the MVP, and you lean over and you wake her up and say, look, I'm the MVP. You're not getting an A. Just telling you. Doesn't work. I tried. I was like, look, I'm the MVP. And the next thing you know, you're sleeping alone.
All right.
So stupid. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Dead Sled family. And hopefully we'll be back real soon. And until next time, I'm Mike W.
And I'm Mike T.
Peace.